Thank you all for coming to this special satsang, which has been called at very short notice, and we wanted to let all of our members and those who tune in to Sat Yoga on YouTube to be able to participate in this gathering. Because of the potentially momentous events that could be imminent to arrive and change the lives of everyone on the planet very quickly, the other evening, it seems a long time ago now, I was watching a video of the guided missiles raining down on Israel from Iran, and I thought of that song, that the morning when the stars begin to fall, because those stars are, falling stars, I think, have always been understood to be guided missiles. And although I think that those particular falling stars were a rehearsal, because none of them had nuclear warheads and it was a very localized display, but I think it was a preparation for that mighty day, which could be at any time now, when the final launching of those stars that are geared to fall and bring victory to those who are lovers of God and bring an end to the suffering world. So this gathering may be a rehearsal for that time, but it may also be that this event of the Omega Point is actually quite imminent. And I assume that many of you know already the news, although there has been a blackout on mainstream news sites, and as far as I know, has not yet been announced by any of the Russian channels. You'll let me know if that changes, yes? But early in the morning, Israel time or Middle East time, the Israelis attacked a Russian military base in Syria and blew up an ammunition depot. And the only response Russia has so far made is to tell all the Russian Jews in Israel, get out now. That seems to be a significant message in itself, but they haven't announced officially what happened, and I think they don't want to announce it yet because clearly this will be taken as an act of war. So it may be that Russia acts with restraint, but clearly because they recently changed their nuclear doctrine to cover just such an event as this, and vowed to respond not only to the party that is directly responsible, but for any parties who are allied with them and supporting those warlike activities. And so in a way, they are spitting in the face of Russia and calling their bluff. And so far, they haven't been bluffing. So I think we need to take very seriously the situation that the world is now in. And I'm pretty sure that there's some heavy-duty consultations that have been going on for hours now between Russia and China and North Korea and Iran, of course, and other countries, and that both power blocks are probably on a hair trigger. So there may be a way to de-escalate this without one side looking weak, but there may not. And so those who are spiritually inclined, I think, should take this very seriously as the moment to make God consciousness your supreme priority. And in whatever way that you connect to that supreme power of consciousness, of intelligence, of light, of love, of presence, in whatever way you relate to God as personal or impersonal, or as an energy current, or as a father or mother, it would be very wise to recognize that we may all be called back home to the light at any moment. Because when it happens that either side chooses to launch a first preemptive strike, it will no doubt be not announced in advance. And it will probably happen in the middle of the night. And it will happen in such a way that there will probably very suddenly be no longer any internet or any ability to communicate, certainly not on an international basis, and many other consequences will accompany this. And synchronicitously, we're at a moment where the U.S. has just suffered major casualties and losses in the Appalachians and all the way down to Florida from this hurricane and floods and dams that are broken, and many more deaths than anyone has even begun to count, as well as the longshoremen suddenly going on a port strike so that there will be no supply chains. So we have a perfect storm of conditions, of chaos, that are already in place, not to mention a major coronal mass ejection headed to the Earth that will hit at any time and that could also disrupt communications. But I think that we are all have reached the moment when we have to make the decision about how serious are we about transcending the ego and becoming one with God so that we can be among those who shout Jaya Dev and realize that this is a victory of God bringing us home to the light, not a defeat, not a horror, but a blessing in which the suffering of the world will come to a very quick and merciful end. But we must be already, those of us who are attuned, awake, and free of enough of our own burden of sin, of bondage, of denial, of illusion, of habituation to ego narratives, those of us who have done the inner work to become free so that we can embody the presence of God and shine with that light and love into the world to disseminate that frequency of peace for those who will be in major states of anxiety, and some may already be in that state, thinking about the situation and the fact that they have not prepared spiritually or in any other way. And so the good news is that God is merciful, and God's grace is present for anyone and everyone who seeks to surrender to that presence by silencing their own mental chatter, so that there is no interference patterns or obscuration of one's egoic mental apparatus and the current of Shakti can fill you to such an extent that you realize that you are a being of light. And it's not a thought or a belief or a faith or a hope, but a direct, immediate realization. And wherever you may happen to be in the world, if you are indeed a lover of God, a seeker of truth, a being who has made peace with life and with death, this is the moment to serve as bodhisattvas, as angels, as beings of light and love, to spread that peaceful energy into the world so that those who will be leaving their bodies when that day happens, whenever it may be, will be assisted by the energy field that we co-create within the planetary noosphere. And help to bring the most peaceful and the purest environment of divine love as the souls who leave their bodies will rise and be guided by that energy to the light and to the abode of perfect rest. But those who are yogis who have been preparing for this moment, we may be called upon to serve both in the physical dimension, in the embodied state, and some in the light bodies as angelic helpers. And we have to be ready for that very extraordinary experience and imperience of remaining conscious and focused as servers of God after the death of the body. And while still in the body, to be bodiless in a psychological and spiritual sense, so that our energy can teleport and serve all of those who will be seeking help, and it will require us to be detached from any fear over what will happen to loved ones. But we must now be in that state where all are loved. All beings are loved unconditionally as manifestations of God. And to serve without conventional levels of judgment and of dualistic modes of thinking in which one's anger and one's terror overcome the capacity for love. We must remain coherent, and we must remain in our hearts, and we must remain in our eternal nature as pure, uncreated, divine conscious light, divine intelligence, divine love, Sat Chit Ananda. This is our essence, and this is who we must realize we are in order to graduate from this world's wisdom school and to serve at higher levels as the world both ends and begins anew. So it is useful and important to have faith in the kingdom of heaven and in the sovereignty of God and the goodness of God, and to be humbly in acceptance of our destiny. And because on the day that the war does go kinetic on a global level, the internet, of course, will go down immediately, and there will be no opportunity to give a last satsang. So this could be it. But whenever it happens, we won't have advanced warning and be able to set up such an event. And so everyone must be as ready for the divine ascension as the dark side is ready for destruction. And whenever this does occur, however fast it escalates to that point, we must never lose our connection or have any doubts about the perfection of the will of God. So I'd like to lead another guided meditation, because it's only through meditation and contemplative prayer in which we are completely in attuned oneness with the presence of God that we will be able to ascend without resistance or internal conflict or any lack of a sense of the worthiness to face God and to let go entirely of the character that had been played within the simulation, the world of Maya, the phenomenal plane of impermanence, and restore our consciousness to the eternal light that we are. So let us meditate together, either with eyes open or closed, because we need to be in a state of God consciousness at all times, not only when we're sitting meditating, but to be able to constantly keep our hearts attuned to that supreme presence in a state of love. So let's begin the meditation with an invocation of the presence of God, a prayer for grace. And in your heart, offer that prayer and that offering of your heart and your mind and your soul to belong to God once again, and no longer to the body, the ego, the superego, and to all the worldly diversions and false values that your soul may have compromised you with, but gain the freedom of your inherent absolute self, freedom from karma, the freedom from identification with a local embodiment. And realize you are a manifestation of the one universal absolute intelligence. And as the mind enters total silence and stillness, let your heart perceive the current of energy that connects your soul to the source of your life energy, of your light, of your love, of your being. Feel the power of grace descend through the crown of the head and down through the chakras and fill the whole body with divine energy, with peace, with relaxation, and with God's love. May we receive and retain the power the courage to face whatever is our fate, and to serve for as long as consciousness remains. Let it be. In unity with the Supreme Lord. May we break free from any resistances to the infinite. May we break free from any conditionality in the mind and heart, and open to unconditional, total and absolute love. For all is God. All are manifestations of the radiance of the One Light. All are playing their part in this theodrama. Everyone is following the will of God, even if it looks otherwise. And let us be in a mode of mercy and forgiveness, and feel God's forgiveness for all of our trespasses and failings, for all of our karmic baggage, and let go of anything that keeps us earthbound. And let your light rise and ascend through the crown of the head into the infinite space of pure divine presence that transcends the space and time of the illusory world. And let us send out blessings to those who must make the decisions that will determine when the end is to be brought. Blessings for wisdom, and for following the will of God, and may we send blessings to every soul. For their upliftment, awakening, and surrender to the Supreme Power. And let us now gain our own sovereignty over the ego that is never relinquished again. And know that regardless of where you may be in physical space, by simply attuning to God, you connect to a cosmic energy field of divine love and salvation. Let there be no sense of difference between matter and spirit, between nirvana and samsara. And let the attention and the focus of the mind be completely in the present with no thought of the past. Do not look back, and with no fear for the future, but feel how it is to be entirely present, entirely presence itself. Timeless presence. And let your heart sing with joy that you are returning at last to our supreme abode. Before the throne of God. May we be fully embodied spirit. Abiding in the non-duality of God and self. Shanti, Shanti. Peace be with you at every level. Peace be within, peace without, peace above. Peace that is eternal, here and now. Amen. So we will stay connected to the news and those who are members, if there is something to report or announce that you may not receive directly online from the news out there, or if there are any other messages that are to be transmitted to our global Sangha, then we shall send them in whatever way is possible to do. But know that you are all, wherever you may be, in our hearts and in the heart of the Supreme One. And never let your faith fail you, or your faithfulness to God. Namaste. Before we adjourn, if there's anything that anyone would like to say, whether as a blessing or some kind of a spiritual comment regarding the nature of this moment, please feel free of going to the microphone if you're in our local space. Or if there's anything you want to announce, Purusha, from online. Did people find this helpful in this time? It is part of our mission to offer support at this moment that we have been waiting for and preparing for many years, and trying to prepare our global Sangha for as well. And whenever that moment arrives, we want to be in that state of consciousness where we can serve God in the highest levels of our own being as manifestations of the One Self. And so, if this is a rehearsal for a time that is still in the future, for some for most people, let's say, in the world, then I hope that all will remain attuned to the highest vibrational frequency. And for those who are in one of the many war zones in the world and may not have so long a time in your body, may you feel the grace present at every moment and never lose that heartful connection to the deathless, supreme Savior of all beings.
I'll just say simply that many words of thanks are coming through.
Thanks to all who are participating online, and blessings to you all. So I think we will adjourn this satsang, this online gathering, and let us all commit ourselves to remaining in the highest state of consciousness, in union with God, for the service of all beings. So, one last time, namaste.
Namaste.